According to a 2015 study published in the American Medical Association Journal, half of all adults now either have diabetes or pre-diabetes. As part of our Bridges to Health series, 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston reports the disease not only impacts the patient, but their employers as well.
Let's pick it up by about 5 or 10.
Patrice McNeely works in the city of Pittsburgh's finance department. She recently took part in the YMCA's diabetes prevention program.
Well, I'm an African-American woman that's over 40 years old. I had a lot of risk because of both my parents having diabetes. I did not want diabetes. So I took part in the program and I started eating correctly, watching what I ate, and joined the Y. And I met my goal of losing 7% of my body fat to take me out of that risk factor.
While Patrice McNeely is taking an active role to prevent diabetes, Western Pennsylvania is experiencing an increase in people being diagnosed with the disease. It's leading to increased healthcare costs and lost work and wages for people with diabetes. Julie Heverly, executive director for the Western Pennsylvania American Diabetes Association, says the rate of diagnoses is higher locally than nationwide. And that's a good thing, because treatment can begin sooner.
In Western Pennsylvania, that's actually 3% higher than the national average. Part of that is because we're part of the diabetes belt, which comes all the way up from Louisiana and stops in basically Western Pennsylvania.
According to the CDC, one out of every four people with diabetes doesn't know they have the disease. Allegheny County public health nurse Lorraine Starsky explains why people don't know they have diabetes.
Unfortunately, diabetes, what education there is, it tends to be skewed towards pharmaceutical companies promoting their medications. And then I also think that often doctors don't take the time to really adequately address it. And it's one of these diseases that has a lot of stigma to it.
Endocrinologist Jennifer Holst feels that stigma might have more to do with one of the causes of diabetes.
I think it's related to the increased incidence of diabetes in people with obesity.
If left unchecked, people with undiagnosed diabetes face additional health risks. These include loss of vision or limbs. In addition, the factors placing people at risk for diabetes are also associated with other leading causes of death, like cardiovascular disease. Associate Vice President of Healthy Living at the YMCA of Greater Pittsburgh, Gretchen North.
I think we are trending according to the national average, which is about 1 in 10 people with diabetes and 1 in 3 with prediabetes. And if people with prediabetes don't seek treatment, in 5 years, about 15 to 30% of those will convert to developing diabetes.
Prediabetes is a condition in which blood glucose levels are higher than normal, but not high enough to be diagnosed as diabetes. The Diabetes Association places total medical costs for people diagnosed and undiagnosed with diabetes at $245 billion for treatment, lost wages, and work productivity. Costs for people with the disease are twice as high as those without. What does this mean for businesses in Pittsburgh? Julie Heverly of the Diabetes Association.
If you have 100 employees, chances are 10 of them have diabetes, 7 of them know it, 3 of them don't. So you have a diagnosed and an undiagnosed population. And annually, that will cost your company an additional $116,000 per year.
While there is no cure for diabetes, Heverly says there are programs designed to treat or even prevent it.
We see a big increase in the amount of companies, especially in our region, who are incorporating wellness programs, who are offering it through their insurance, who are offering, you know, annual screenings, which we encourage everybody to take part of. But sometimes the challenge is just taking advantage of what's being offered.
Dr. Jennifer Holst is encouraged by advances being made in treating the disease.
The amount of new classes of drugs that are available for diabetes has skyrocketed faster than any other type of disease. There are 4 new classes of drugs in the last few years, which is a lot of new potential treatments for people with diabetes.
While the impact these drugs will have remains to be seen, living a healthy life with diabetes is possible, as Lorraine Starsky points out.
My role model is B.B. King. I love B.B. King. because he had type 2 diabetes for many years, and he was out there playing Lucille. He lived a long life, and God love him. I know he's up in heaven playing Lucille.
I'm Marcus Charleston, 90.5 WESA News.